Curtis.
And this is Dr. Cherry. So, as you know, tonight the moon is in Scorpio. And any time you have the moon in Scorpio, it shows the maximum energy of the cosmic code and the planets, which happens to be the smallest, but the deadliest and the most powerful of all. And as I mentioned on my Two Letters Radio show, I gave those dates a few days ago. I said, be ready for news with the police. And believe today, thousands upon thousands of pages was released by the police in reference to Jared Lofner killing that took place in Tucson. And in those thousands and thousands of experts, references, psychological investigations, everything you want to put into that, will never, ever in a million years give the scientific community and the law enforcement agency the real makeup and what it means to be Jared Lofner. I have written about Jared Lofner, explaining from A to Z his psyche, the stars, why he did what he did. So, as you know, a little bit too ahead of time for the scientific community to catch up with me just yet. So, as always, if you are a newcomer and you just heard about Dr. Cherry and jump into the cosmic code tonight, anything and everything under the sun you want to read and understand, all you got to do is, in reference to Jared Lofner, for example, just write on Google Jared Lofner and add Dr. Cherry behind anything at all that you may have an interest, that you want to read about, that you want to learn about. The explanation will be given to you through the cosmic code by using Google, formulating your phrase, and write Dr. Cherry behind it. Then the answer will be given to you.
Well, some may say Wednesday's child is full of woe, but tomorrow you will be much more on the go. After listening to us, at least, we hope, right, Louis?
Oh, yes.
As they say, Wednesday in French is mercredi.
Mercredi.
Mercredi. Or miércoles in Espanol.
Spanish.
Is ruled by Mercury. So stop being so troubled because tomorrow is Thursday, or jueves in Spanish. And how do we say it in French, Louis?
Jeudi.
Jeudi. Well, which is ruled by Jupiter, and tomorrow you will travel and or learn much further.
Let me quick insert. Lundi, which is Monday, is the first words of Luna. Lundi, Luna in French. Mardi is when it's Tuesday. Mardi stands for Mars in French. Mardi.
That with your dragons at an Aries.
Right. Mercredi is Mercury. Mercredi, which is Wednesday, is Mercury. Jeudi, which is Thursday, is Jupiter. Jeudi, Jupiter. You see how it works?
Mm,
and then, of course, you have Saturday, which is the day of Saturn, Sunday, which is the day of the sun, and so forth.
Yes, and there's so many ways of saying that around the world. I had the many flavors of India in particular on my mind, especially today. And I was wondering why. Well, the rulers of today was Mercury and Venus, in which while I've got my own reasoning mind and the sign of Pisces, which rules the Middle East, and my Venus in Gemini, which opposite of that is Sagittarius and represents anything Indian or foreign. Not to mention it is a full moon today in Libra on my husband's dragon's tail. And that's my opposite. So I'm an Aries at inborn, and anything red, hot, and spicy usually makes my day. That is, except for my husband's temper sometimes. The dragon's biting his butt. Well, most of the time. Indeed, we do need to make that trip back to our hot spot, right, really, Indian Delhi, where you can eat banquet-style cuisine for a fair price. If you're ever in Arizona, in Scottsdale or Phoenix, that is one heck of a little spot to try out.
Oh, yeah.
Indian Delhi is the name of it. Anyways, moving along here, India and Japan today was in the news, and they have agreed to promote their bilateral strategic and global partnership, especially in economic and security areas. And Tokyo is going to be granting them a $2.32 billion in U.S. dollars aid for the infrastructure building. And the External Affairs Minister, Salman Khurshid, says, "We hope to deepen and develop a strategic and global partnership with India by building a close cooperative relationship." And while this Japanese Prime Minister seems to be in unison to advance these mutual efforts towards making sure that the Deep Sea Defense Guard, through shared performances, of course, at the same time, we'll be working via improving a two-sided governmental type of communication and a trilateral one, which is to include the U.S., Japan, and India. Well, it's been said that they have also became innocent with one another. So they want to kind of help each other towards the bargaining on the dual principle energy type of contract. And it's supposed to be some part of a non-military nuclear energy alliance between the two nations. Now, even matching all of their conduct and efforts more closely within the East Asian summit process makes us wonder. But for many generations, you know, you think India and Japan have committed inhumane trades, essentially because of the aftermath of Buddhism. And that's already expanded from India to China and then on to Japan for, you know, ever since forever. So, Louis, explain further the coming together of this trilateral one, which is to include us along with Japan and India.
Well, first of all, you have to remember that the Dragon Seed is Scorpio. And Scorpio rules corporate endeavors. It involves also forming power, not only for financial purpose and growth, but also for security purpose, for anything that regulates Scorpio is always involving also the FBI and the CIA. So there is a mutation taking place worldwide as to gain more power and more option to spy, so to speak, not on each other's, but to promote the Scorpio's energy. So that's where it's coming from, even though that Obama is not a dual, dealing with other country, especially those who have an Aquarius intonation, ain't got exactly a good energy. Knowing that, of course, he won the election because the moon was in his side, but it all was rigged. It was also because a week before that, you had the worst natural disaster that hit New York. And Mercury was retrograde, messing up all the electronics that were doing the counting. Even though that he had the tail of the dragon in his 10th house of career, he got very lucky because there is a karmic purpose for President Obama to be in charge of this great country. Maybe for the American population to realize what it could take for a president, a cosmic and conscious president for that matter, to destroy the greatest country in the world. It's something that Americans are slowly learning. But in reference to what's going on, this liaison is due and enforced by the Scorpius dragon, wanted to promote more money, more power, more spying. Make sense to you?
It makes sense to me. It's just, you know, it makes you wonder because of his telling Aquarius how, you know, how he can try to even come to agreement with these countries on both and be on the same page with these guys, and these guys include the Japanese Foreign Minister Fumio Kishida, along with the External Affairs Minister Salman Khurshid, and of course we have Kim Jong-un.
What I can tell you in reference to the Japanese Foreign Minister, that he was born a Leo again, like Obama and like anybody supposed to be famous. And he was born with the tail of the dragon in Taurus. So anytime you own the tail of the dragon in Taurus, anything to do with money is not exactly productive. However, he may be the Japanese foreign minister, but he's got the head of the dragon in Scorpio. And the head of the dragon in Scorpio is probably the best position you can get as far as Secret Service is concerned. So there is no doubt in my mind that regardless of his position as a foreign minister, he's probably a spy who has been working in the law enforcement industry, as working for the FBI, the CIA of Japan, to own such a dragon's head and to be in the position where he is. In fact, our current law enforcement director, Mrs. Pelosi, she was born with the same dragon that the Japanese foreign minister. And that's why, of course, she is in charge of the internal security of the United States. There is no accident. So that is a quick look at the Japanese foreign minister, Dragon Steel. And the other person, what do you pronounce his name? Khurshid. He was born like the same dragon than President Obama, with the only difference that he has the head of the dragon in Aquarius. So anything to do with technology, anything to do with nukes, anything to do with that is promoting the head of the dragon in Aquarius is very, very productive. The tail of the dragon is on his eighth house, which is the house of corporated endeavors into the sign of Leo. So dealing with President Obama is is a failure right there.
He's from India.
Yeah. Well, first of all, one of the reasons why he's involved into external affairs, again, is because the tail of the dragon is on the eighth house, and that gives you the same power than a Scorpius dragon by birth. I'm talking about his hidden dragon. I don't want to confuse people who are not into the cosmic code. All I can tell you is that he has the same dragon than President Obama, but on the opposite sign. So he's lucky with anything to do with technology, with nuclear is expansion. He's lucky with anything to do with the internet, and very, very unlucky in the affairs involving corporate endeavors. And sad enough, the tail is on the eighth house of death. So the chance of him being assassinated is very, very, very high.
So when you have these two guys, along with Kim Jong-un, who was born January 8th, 1983, I'll let you speak a little bit about him.
Well, you know, Kim Jong-un was born with the tail of the dragon on his face, okay, in Capricorn, like Hitler. So anytime you have such a dragon into the sign of politics and you give power to a soul like Kim Jong-un is like giving power to Hitler again. On top of that, the tail is on his face. It's on him, making him impatient, aggressive, and daring. And what really scared the hell out of me most than anything is that his natal moon, which regulates the infrastructure of his country, the people that he controls, is in the sign of Scorpio. And that means the people that put him in power will suffer the same legacy than Saddam Hussein, who was born with the moon in Scorpio, left for the people of Iraq. So you're looking at some serious, serious negative energy here. And knowing that all the leaders in the world, would it be in the political front, would it be in science, would it be in education, none of them own cosmic consciousness. So that it's not a wonder that this world is so chaotic by giving power to people that don't even know themselves, don't even know how to control themselves, do not understand their fate, their shortcoming, and the dragon. So not knowing the cosmic jurisdiction, they cannot apply their will. And that is like, you know, giving a firearm to a 10-year-old.
Okay. So with that being said, you have these two men, and I'm going to say in particular, because you said Khursheed had the tell in his eighth house, which wouldn't be that great for him. But especially Kim Jong-un and Kishida, those two being from the Asian side,
mm-hmm.
and with what they have in mind to create this trilateral one. Now, trilateral, or tree, is always three of something. Mm-hmm. They want to make it into one. Could that work in the favor of something that you called Obamas?
Obamas? Well, all I can tell you is this stars manifestation is not progressive. Or if it is, it is not for the universal good of the people living in all those countries and whomever is involved with. It's all about cooperation. It's all about control. It's all about money. It's all about service secrets, you know, spying on each other, because they are now allowing a connection, at least on the technological level, which can be manipulated in digging and looking at what's going on in your backyard. So these stars do not help at all the United States of America, and could bring one of my predictions of the entire terrorism, internet terrorism, and the leading to what later on could become, of course, a nuclear attack on the United States, which is prone, sad enough, to experience such a negative, absolutely terrible possibility, because again, our currently elected President Obama does not know that he is operating on his dragon tail, reinforcing the United States dragon tail future, if I may use these words. The United States is set to be attacked with a uranic energy. Uranus, the ruler of Aquarius, rules the sudden release of energy. This planet rules nukes. This planet rules Japan, Asia, and again, I have to repeat myself with a newcomer, the sudden surprise attack on Pearl Harbor is a perfect translation of what the tail of the dragon of the greatest country in the world could lead America and American people to suffer.
Wow.
Now, if the President of the United States and his young associates, the administration of Obama, had cosmic consciousness, then they would know the type of association, if I can use this word, that could lead into a more of a secure relationship, that could lead into growth and security for the future of the United States. But when you have a bunch of people that are cosmic and conscious, constantly going against God's rule and the cosmic cult jurisdictions, the results can be just horrific. And this is why I have put you in a position of, I wouldn't say danger, but in a position, with, you know, the FBI coming in and outdoors. You know what I'm saying? I put you in a position of danger, including myself, willingly, so I could explain to those guys the importance of understanding where I'm coming from. So the President of the United States, my predictions of him being assassinated, does not come true. But regardless of my efforts, they never got it because, you know, it takes at least a full week, 6 or 7 hours a day to raise you on a cosmic consciousness to understand the dynamics of astral psychology. So that's where we're at. I'm telling you, it's like giving a firearm to a 10-year-old or having a completely drunk guy driving a 18-wheeler. That's where we're going. Because there is no understanding, there is no respect, there is no spirituality involving the judgment. There is only science or religion. And none of those will bring or allow you to enter the archetypal realm of consciousness of my expertise in astral psychology.
And absolutely, Dr. Cherry, because the new age of Aquarius is here. And in reference to Obama's, where you had said it is just a cosmic dance for the age of Pisces or Neptune, which is deception, all about illusion, religion, misinformation, the Middle East and oil, which has ran this world for 2,000 years, is now being forced by the cosmic code or God's will to make room for the next 2,000 years, rulership of the progressive essence of the planet Uranus, which is all about, once again, the truth, the future of humanity, astrology, UFO technology, brotherhood, and one world government. So overall, this is once more the Scorpius dragon's head and Taurus dragon's tail, which is all about right now general security, which will keep bringing internal unrest in France, Italy, Russia, Japan, China, the U.S., and the U.K. So with that being said, once again, back to Obama's, which is sort of the legacy of the late Osama bin Laden.
Well,
explain that.
Well, Obama's cannot be compared to President Obama. Okay, let me clarify this. Before anything, let me explain that you're dealing with the forces of Aquarius, and mishandling the cosmic code of the force of Aquarius could make the age of Aquarius the last age humanity can have. And that's why I'm working so hard trying to bring back those laws. Obama's, okay, for back in, I think it was in 1995, I was invited on the Art Bell show, and Art Bell was asking me to do my predictions, and I have it still on YouTube where I predict a religious war. During those days, nobody knew about, you know, Nobody knew about Osama bin Laden, and nothing of what transpired since then, including the regime of Saddam Hussein being destroyed, the aim of the Iranians or North Korean for nukes, all this was not on the news. I mean, you're talking about many years ago. When I made this prediction, I knew then that the age of Pisces, the age of religion, the age of deception, the age of control, the energy that controlled the Middle East, I knew this energy had to somewhere, somehow, die. And I foresee a restructure of the Middle East. And, of course, the restructure is taking place with the Arab Spring. What they call the Arab Spring is the age of Pisces dying, the new generation who have access to computers and the internet, realizing that they don't have much freedom. And so the age of Pisces is losing its grasp because it cannot monopolize anymore, regardless how much they are very, you know, controlling government is trying to stop progress, trying to stay within the age of Pisces. There is no way for them to stay in the age of Pisces. So that gave birth to a lunatic called Osama bin Laden that managed to grasp the remaining of the age of Pisces and produce the soldier of Hala, which is basically the people that have not much of a brain. You know, they've been trained since childhood that America is the enemy, like they do in North Korea. they've been trained to believe they're going to end up with dozens of virgins if they give their life to Allah. So they're definitely swimming all downstream. So Osama bin Laden created this last breath of the age of Pisces, the age of deception and illusion, and dying for your deity. And Obamus is the result, the Antichrist, so to speak, because since forever, and you can see even nowadays with the state of Israel and the Middle East, this is like cancer in the middle of the body to all the Muslims. They don't want Israel there because it's a different religion that they cannot tolerate on their ground, which they think is their ground, whatever it is. Okay, it's all political. The fact of the matter is Obamus is the legacy of the Antichrist, which will be the end result, because regardless of what the government says, terrorism is over. You know, in my last Moon Power, I even gave the exact date of 9/11, and on that day I said, be ready for a duplication of what happened at 9/11, and on September 11, 2012, you had the Benghazi attack. Exactly what I said would happen a year before when I wrote the book. We had another 9/11, but this time in Benghazi, right?
Yeah.
So that is all inarguable. It's dated, it's printed, whomever has the book can trace my predictions. So what I'm trying to tell you is by adding all this energy together in this triangle, the Eye of Evil, as subconsciously mentioned by President Bush, the Triangle of Evil, okay, you're bringing an opportunity for the evil himself to show his ugly face, and that's why I always say the edge of Pisces is not going to go that easily. In fact, the head and the tail of the dragon in 5 or 6 years from now will be moving in the edge of Pisces. And that's why I predicted and I gave some dates on the internet for the real end of the age of Pisces and the total, complete restructure of the Middle East. The Middle East, as you see today, won't be the same in 5, 6, or 7 years from now. For what's going to transpire, not only in the Middle East, but in parts of Asia. So there is quite a lot of interesting things going on. And again, sometimes I want to take the time to write all those predictions down, but I have to keep up with the date, the current thing, try to explain to people the cosmic code. I'm writing nonstop, and the days are not long enough for me to be able to generate this newsletter, teach the people, and do all I have to do. But ultimately, at the end, the age of Aquarius has to take over.
So it's working its way to a head, pretty much.
Yes.
And it is scary when you think about it. I mean, the similarity, Osama, Obama. I mean, you know, and really, again, when you say the Eye of Evil, I don't like to say the Eye of Evil because I like to understand the duality of both. I like to understand the worlds of both darkness and light and use them and be able to tolerate them even if I don't agree 100% with something. Now, again, that Obama, it does translate, what it is it's translating into religion, it's translating into fear and ignorance and the misuse of superconscious in time and space over all those years. And so, of course, you had said Osama bin Laden had died because his deadly actions, and also because of his subconscious Pisces Neptunian drive to overcame him, because he wanted to become the next Prophet Allah.
Exactly. He wanted to duplicate that. And he was born with he was a Pisces with the tail of the dragon in Scorpio in the ninth house. The ninth house deals with religion, higher education, foreigners, and foreign grounds. So his legacy, of course, is that he managed to get a couple plane into the United States, a foreign ground for him in the name of his religious belief. that killed 5,000 people. So when you look at it, his dragon's tail in Scorpio, which is a sign of death, regulate his ninth house, which is the house of higher learning, religion, the codification of thought, which makes him a natural-born religious fanatic. But, you know, the sad reality is I can explain years after the fact what I knew years before the facts. And when I see the manifestation of the tail of the dragon in any houses, it is very, very scary. Again, when you look at President Obama, he's a Leo with the tail of the dragon in the seventh house, right? And that is facing the public. That is anything to do with technology. Aquarius rules Air Force One. Aquarius rules technology. Aquarius rules on the negative aspects, of course, the nuclear exchange. It rules Asia, Japan. It rules the sudden release of energy. So since we have this president in power, the United States has experienced shocking news after shocking news after shocking news after shocking news in terms of weather, in terms of murders. Again, you have elected president that has a very, very disrupting, shocking type of dragon's tail. So he faces the world as an Aquarius, not as a Leo. Leo is his soul's purpose. He has also the head of the dragon in Leo, meaning he has to build the stage, he has to rebuild the America's face, he has to bring back America to where he's supposed to be by the order of God and the cosmic code, organizing, supervising other country and activate as a big risk of power. But he's not doing this at all. He's just being the president of the poor people, as I mentioned many times before. He's just being a very honorable, loving Zorro, which means peace for everybody, justice for everybody. He does not understand that dwelling on his dragon's tail makes him a vulnerable target to the seventh house, which is open enemies. The seventh house deals with the people you see every day. When you first wake up in the morning, who do you see? Your wife, because you've signed a contract with your wife. And when he got reelected, he signed a contract because he married himself to the United States as a president. So the picture he projected to the world in regards to the United States is you know, bowing to another king somewhere else, to apologizing for the power, for the fate of this great country. So when you look at it, not being cosmic conscious, he's not only putting himself in very serious danger, but the United States and all the people that live under his jurisdiction.
And despite what SEAL Team 6 operators may say about the death of bin Laden, saying that the story is complete BS, you know, the cosmic elements were in place for the U.S. Secret Services to put an end to his bin Laden's life because it was so poisoned. Now, America has saved incalculable amounts of tax dollars on the raid, yes, but, you know, the thing of the trueness of it all is that when you have a president who is totally unconscious and you're living in a world where, you know, our political leaders and our rulers, they assign themselves to, you know, these religious convictions and they trust nothing more than our, you know, scientific community, only, you know, extreme ignorance can plague the rest of humanity. I want to share with you something in regards to all of this.
But before you do that, honey, let me point out, tell me, who killed Osama bin Laden?
Well, it was the Pisces energy.
No, it was the FBI, no. The CIA, right?
Right.
Okay, well, you got it, the Pisces energy.
I'm just doing the spiritual elements, but right. Yes, it was the 86...
Okay, and now what Osama bin Laden, what was his dragon's tail?
Pisces.
Scorpio.
Scorpio.
Okay, so you see, you need...
I'm getting all mixed up tonight.
You know, this is like teaching you a little bit, like building a reflex immediately. To me, Osama bin Laden to be killed by the FBI, the CIA, it's already a given. Remember, He was born with the tail of the dragon in
Scorpio.
Scorpio rules what?
Sex, death, drama, rebirth, metaphysical, FBI, CIA.
Now you understand.
Yes.
Okay, and it's all on the ninth house.
Yes.
Which means he was killed on foreign ground.
Yes.
He was not killed where he was born. He was killed on foreign ground.
Yes.
And he was killed because of the ninth house affairs, which is religion.
Codification.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's so, so very simple. Once you have this cosmic code, you start to think and talk in a very different manner. You do not let the physical manifestation, your logic, you do not let common sense dictate you what the stars are saying, because the stars don't lie. It's all mathematics. So, and now, let's give you another example of the power of this dragon. Okay, Hitler was born in
April.
He was born with the tail of the dragon
in
Capricorn, which is his
10th house of career.
Which is his career. Now, Capricorn was politics, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so he was sent to jail because of politics. He was born a manipulator. And because of his career, and in the side of Capricorn, which is politics, he was destroyed. Okay?
Yeah.
He was destroyed by America, which is what?
Which is a Cancerian country. Born July 4th, 1776.
Exactly. Had he been friends with America, he would have made Germany growing so fast in a very progressive, productive way. But he instead chose to dwell on his dragon's tail, which is politics, manipulation, control, becoming a dictator, and misusing his own dragon's tail. In the process, he got killed.
Carbon copy.
Yeah, you can look if you can put your hand on my book, The Power of the Dragon. I have given so much explanation on so many famous and infamous people that made his story. Okay, let's keep going, Taranya. Probably you have other things to mention tonight here.
I wanted to just say this was written to us today by a client. She says, things are getting scary right now. A lot of Chase Bank customers woke up to finding their checking and savings accounts totally zeroed out.
Yes.
Chase called it a glitch, but it was no glitch for certain, as any programmer will tell you. Things like this do not happen unless you are updating codes or adding programming in preparation for potential future possibilities. We need to be alert as something is surely up. It also happened at the same time of the Cyprus financial problems. Dr. Tyrion Trania, what is up here?
Well, again, you have to remind this person that I don't know if she voted for Obama, but if she did, she it's like putting electric current into technology, into computers, and knowing that the head and tail of the dragon are into the sign of banking, money, drama, suspicion, murder, including the tail of the dragon in Aquarius, it brings the news, what the news are about. So they were probably testing a way to get to your money without having a war. To get to your money before you go to your tank, you're going to kill people, you're going to do it. Now you just press a button, bang, and your money is gone. Oh, you want it? Okay. But guess what? We need half of what you have already saved. And that is a very, very serious possibility, because when I mentioned in one of my newsletters to be ready for a technological terrorism, this is what's happening. They are testing the system. They are testing countries where they can get to your money without firing a bullet. That's what's going on.
And in bold, President Obama, all our politicians, they're totally clueless of the current Taurus dragon's tail, which rules economy, money, bank, security. It's plaguing their lives, and it's stimulating more fears for the future of our country. And this is why Washington needs couples therapy, Dr. Terry wrote in his newsletters. Just about a month ago, you can check that out in his newsletter archive. And I told this lady, I say, you know, well, I can say that while many large businesses are going to continue inspecting our financial records very closely, And you know, they are forced to come together to prevent inability of paying, you know, further debts during that big moment. It's still going to be mandatory for them, too, to be forced to collapse and undergo and the revamp. And many citizens will have to suffer the same predetermined course. It is nothing more than the Scorpio head universal dragon and its opposite, Taurus tail. And that's what's making all this unrevealed more apparent by the day. Taurus rules personal possessions. And so with the tail being there of the dragon, you know, many will fail at much of what they do, and it's bringing more anxiety to those who are even broke currently.
Yeah.
You know, at the same time, Obama continues to lean on his hidden, on his dragon's tail in Aquarius, Prince of the Poor, dissimilar to Princess Diana, Princess to the People. And you know, folks, you can't be friends with your enemies. It takes more than a hug, and over the last so many years, our government still continues to provide direct cash aid to other foreign countries while cutting the aid that we have here for our own troops. Nevertheless, you know, they want it to become more of a democratic society, and you're going to have the lower class who can drive Cadillacs and yet still use food stamps. What kind of America is that? You know, whenever we're already leaning on the United States of arrogance as it is. So I wanted to say, you know, none of this is unlike any deep-rooted chains that we've already had in command over the centuries. Kings, queens, you know, popes of the past who were and still are the universal spirit still has a plan, a big karmic circumstances that's drawing into their notoriety, into their money, competence, you know, over the managing of our fellow, you know, public here. The disguise of all these hypocritical, you know, God-fearing monetary trickery that's been with us forever, it's been, you know, it was built upon evil, and it's constantly in need for more. So to be in control of the truth, and they're drawing society's attention, you know, further for the ability to keep doing so, this is what brought this once great country and the planet, you know, in itself to beg for mercy, and it's going to keep on doing so. And until we stop these insulting, deceitful type of people among us, I mean, billions of people lost their lives already. They were cheated all along. We've had naturally bred people, you know, used to the ordinary, and that's bringing more of our own people down. This is similar to the impoverished, you know, teens struggling to get somewhere on the U.S. streets, to doing whatever just to make it. So I just want to add last of all here, you know, many religious institutions, they're nothing else than just another bureaucracy, people.
Yep.
It's just adding another misleading presence, and then your daily bread is just going to become more cowardly while you're given a chance to the perverted plutonic psychs out there to force sexual assault on your kids. I agree that it will take an entity's existence, period, to beat the last 2,000 years of this misguided illumination about our universal life force. And it is why you're listening to us now. You asked for it, and the real master did lead you to Dr. Cherry, and I were just reading its blueprint from the lights in the sky. Callers, give us your ideas. We've got about another maybe 15 minutes into the show if you want to call in. The number's toll-free, 1-888-429-5471. Tell us what you think.
Well, you know what? It's in order to bring this world back where it belongs, first of all, we need to put integrity where it belongs. I don't know how many people have had a position of power in their life. I remember I was general manager. I had hundreds upon hundreds of people under my command. I started right at the bottom. Back in the Five Stars Hotel, I started cleaning the floor, and I made it all the way up to becoming a manager. And I did pretty much the same in the United States, where from nowhere I went right to the top. And I remember walking in any of the hotels, restaurants, anybody knew, ooh, Louis is coming. During those days, I was not Dr. Cherry. The general manager is coming today. My job was to go from one business to the other one and then make sure everything was running properly. I was a general manager. So I had this power. And I recall just before getting into the power. There was other people that was battling to get that position. And, you know, I won because the owner realized that I had something and I was real. In less than, 2.5, 3 years, I made my way all the way top and ended up general manager. But my gosh, the animosity that I had to deal with, the people who wanted my position, they had wished that I died so that they could have had a shot of power. And I remember, as I said, walking in a restaurant and everybody literally giving me reverence because I had their jobs in my hands. I could have turned around and said, "You're fire," and they were petrified. Because I have integrity and I always try to do what's right, these people were very safe with me. But when you deal with a plutonic person, in the first place, this person will be in power because she has at least psychically killed somebody, or he has did wrong. And people will not hesitate. In fact, in less than half an hour, two crooks came in my house and abused my good heart and took off with $2,000 of your donation because I trusted them. I really thought people were like me. And then the universe sometimes does not rationalize, will give power to such people. And then you could see the results at the end in Syria, where the president of Syria will not hesitate to use absolutely anything to kill the people that he's supposed to help, to guide, and to feed as a president. That's exactly what Saddam Hussein did. This is exactly what Hitler did. And right now, the Scorpius Draconis is battling, is eating himself, his own self. This is why you have all these politicians digging into the sexual dirt of other people, kicking them out of their position. You got so many of them that have done so many wrong things, they are forced out of their position, so they dismiss. Some other, like the Pope, who had too much integrity, was excused and being replaced by another Pope. Saying, unless you have had a position of power in your life, like I did, you have absolutely no idea what it feels to be a powerful person or a celebrity, and what you will do to keep that position depends on your natal UCI, on your unique celestial identity. And if your UCI is as an inborn integrity and justice, you're going to do well for the people that you supervise, the people that you control. And if you have any plutonic negative energy, you will go to the extreme, lying, cheating, killing, and even win the election by having your friends stabbing the opposition before the election starts. And that's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a Scorpius dragon, where the power itself, where the mystery, where the secret, where anything that means the essence of power is being challenged. Because nowadays, power is accessible to anybody and everybody in the United States. But if we become a state, becoming like California, for example, the police state, and you start to give your guns away, and you start to give your power away, and you don't give voice to the right people that can bring more voice of reason and integrity, you are looking for a total control of your entire life. These people out there, the Illuminati, wants to control. They want the money. They want the power. This is why, in one of my shows, I've explained to you that the smallest corporation ever, made of 800 people in the smallest pinhead area in Italy, located in the Vatican, have hijacked not only the spirit of billions of human beings on this planet, but their resources. And that is what power is all about. You are part of a system. You're leading on a dog. You have children. You have bills to pay, college education to take care of, insurance to pay. You have a living, a really good living, I may add, and you're going to give that away? Are you insane? No. No, you are going to pay the lobbyists the billions of dollars to make sure they trick the law, they turn things around, they do anything and everything to control you and get more of your money. They will use absolutely anything and everything whatsoever, anything that comes to them, to pin you down and to control you. And this is why it's so important to give Dr. Cherry a voice, a bigger voice. Whatever you can do for me out there, a suggestion, donation, do it. Because I have things to say that can turn everything around, especially when it comes to educating the children of tomorrow on the faith and the truths of the Creator. So not only will they be able to auto-analyze themselves and control their shortcoming, but there would be no room for lies whatsoever, and a perfect system set up to put the people that have integrity, that have the right stars, the beautiful UCI, put these people in power. Imagine 1 second if Dr. Cherry was your president. Oh my gosh. Imagine for a second. I wouldn't stay long alive, because nowadays this world is loaded with religious lunatics who would perfectly target me and think I'm the devil because I would be talking about astrology, not realizing that those morons are religiously poisoned and never read anything about the essence and the birth of any and all religion through the Dead Sea Scrolls. Again, if you're a newcomer, type Dead Sea Scrolls Secret and type Dr. Cherry. And it's all about education. Knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil.
That's right. And I want to say, the truth is that before one can be genuinely enlightened, the soul has to understand the duality of both to be completely illuminated and also to complete the formula of IE, which is the way that it is. I want to just add, we've got just a few minutes here, and I wanted to share with you guys a very special note from Bob Charles at Kinetic Hi-Fi, whom my husband has been on a few times already. A very enlightening letter that he wrote today. He says, "Hi, Trania and Dr. Cherry," and this is just to show to you guys out there that you can make a difference. "Hi, Trania and Dr. Cherry. When I began my show in June of 2012, I believed it should be a show that educated people. However, by August, I found that making or broadcasting a show seemed to sound like everyone else's, and that was not my path. So I changed gears, and Diane, his wife and researcher, started seeking out people with messages. Yes, in a way, any radio show is entertainment. He had made his conversation sessions to bring hidden messages to the forefront, sort of the same way that Dr. Cherry and I are doing in our show.
And he says, also, and today we got an email from someone who cannot hear.
Britt Lumberg,
yes.
Who is a student of ours.
Yes.
He's deaf, I do believe, and he is actually making videos of Dr. Cherry's and our work through sign language to help those who can't.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's very wonderful.
When Tarania showed me that email, I was just perplexed, and I was so happy. I thought, oh my gosh, I have a deaf person. Okay. I mean, imagine the challenge for this soul. He's deaf, and he managed to hear and listen and see God in action through my work. He is such an important element, not just because he's a student, but he's giving ears and he's giving voice to the divine through my work. He's explaining to the people like him who are impaired the value of understanding his creator.
That's
that
really
is wonderful.
Beautiful. And I wanted to continue here with what he was saying, Bob Charles, again in this letter. He says, "A good example is the Crystal Skull community, of which has named him to their portal to the world and crystal skull awakening that is happening all over the planet. From September to the present, we have been verified to be now listened to in 79 countries by millions instead of thousands because people want to be educated and people want to know. As Dr. Turi said once, our purpose is to be educators and mentors to the millions that have been asleep for a very long time.
And the good news is that the Scorpius dragon stimulates the world to dig into metaphysics, to dig into the truth. The Scorpius dragon does not want anything that is hidden under a rock or in the ground to stay in the ground. And this is why we both now have metal detector and we're looking for gold in the desert, because we understand that the Scorpius dragon wants to bring his light, his beautiful values, is blessings, is nuggets to the world. We are doing it the way we are doing it. But remember, there are no accidents, only cosmic circumstances unknown to science and to the world at large. And because I'm able to analyze myself and listen to the omens, again, buying those two little detectors and looking for nuggets is exactly what the Scorpius dragon wanted us to do. And we are explaining that anything that is happening and transpiring is not an accident. So what it is that you have to do in order to benefit from this Scorpius dragon?
All roads lead to Rome. There's many mediums out there. There's different types of astrology. There's channel messages, quantum physics. But you know what? Dr. Turi is one of the only astrophiles in the world that shares the complete of it all in one.
Thank you, Sriharth.
And,
and we come at the end of the show.
The end already.
So good night, everybody. I hope you've learned a little bit more and drink this cosmic fluid, because there'll be much more in the future. And remember to help Dr. Turi.
And
good night.
And if you want to email BobCharlesShow@live.com, BobCharlesShow@live.com, and thank him for having Dr. Turi on as well as his support.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all. Have a great night, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.